T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Good morning. By the dawn's early light in New York City, we have 42 degrees, a partly cloudy sky. Craig Allen says a high of around 61, chance of an afternoon shower. Scattered showers overnight, then cloudy and cooler tomorrow, the high only around 50. It's 42 now. The Navy hospital ship USNS Comfort, with its 1,000 hospital beds, is due to dock at Pier 90 on the west side in just about 4 hours. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live with that story. Sean?
Yeah, you can call it reinforcements. The USNS Comfort, a floating naval hospital, as you said, 1,000 beds, 12 operating rooms. What it's going to do here, it's going to take pressure off of New York City's hospitals. How it will work is like this. No coronavirus cases on board the Comfort. It will handle urgent care. The commanding officer, Captain Patrick Amersbach.
The majority of the patients that we will be taking aboard the ship will be medical patients versus surgical patients. So we're looking for, and we're going to allow the experts to determine that the state and local health departments are working with federal agencies to figure out what that population really is going to look like.
It's basically a floating city. It's so large the slip here at Pier 90 had to be dredged to make way. The Comfort can produce its own oxygen, its own water supply. It is stocked to the brim with supplies. It is ready for action. President Trump calls it 70,000 tons of hope. Live on the West Side, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
It has sprouted almost overnight. An emergency field hospital is going up in Central Park. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is there and joins us live. Marla?
And we are watching the work being done now. Steve, it is surreal. Surreal. Large white tents being set up in the park's East Meadow across from Mount Sinai Hospital, in stark contrast to the verdant green lawn and spring flowers in New York's urban oasis. Mayor de Blasio.
A Mount Sinai Hospital working with a relief organization named Samaritan's Purse is creating a 68-bed field hospital. So this is the kind of thing you will see now as this crisis develops and deepens.
On Sunday, the group brought 4 trailers of gear, including tents, beds, personal protective equipment for the medical workers, and 10 ventilators for the most seriously ill. The doctor who will run this hospital, Dr. Elliot Tenpenny, has treated Ebola patients in Africa and earthquake survivors in Ecuador. He tells the New York Post he never would have guessed they'd be coming to New York City, but then New York City never thought it would be dealing with a pandemic either. And we're live on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
More than 76,000 people in the tri-state have tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 1,200 have died. In less than 7 hours yesterday, 7 hours, 98 people died in New York City. Do the math. That works out to one death about every 4 minutes. Governor Cuomo has extended his pause directive, requiring non-essential employees to work from home until April 15th. Mayor de Blasio says the city will crack down on people who refuse to keep their distance in public.
Now it's as simple as this. If someone is told by an officer, disperse, keep moving, you're not distanced, and they don't follow the direct instruction from our officer, or they say they're doing it and then they come back right away, I'm comfortable at this point that they will be fined.
That fine could be as high as $500. President Trump, who had floated the idea of a quarantine in the tri-state, has dropped that proposal. He's issued an advisory asking that people not travel outside the area unless they absolutely have to. Hoboken is closing all city parks this morning in hopes of slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Ravi Bala says the parks will close at 8 a.m. and stay closed for 2 weeks. The order includes the county park in Hoboken, as well as all of the city's dog parks. Hey, Craig Allen, if I look around the clouds, I see a little blue sky out there.
Little bit. Every once in a while, a little break. It's mostly low clouds that are still hanging around from last night's showers and from what was a very dismal weekend. Clouds breaking for some sun, though, for today, brightening things up a little bit. Then there's a chance of showers again, though, towards this evening, and highs will be in the middle 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few showers around tonight, about 40, and tomorrow we'll go through the same thing. Clouds, any scattered showers, will try to give way to some brightening during the afternoon, but it is rather cool. The wind's off the ocean tomorrow all day, and so we're only talking about 45 to 50 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny and around 50. Right now, a little chilly at 42, humidity 89%, and a northeast wind at 6.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.